We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stunning interview yesterday. We ended up finishing it later in the hour with our Sheriff Hobart Lewis. Fort T believes 1,400 illegals that he knows of coming in on buses. He knows where they're being dropped off. He is, of course, the sheriff of Greenfield County. That would mean rough back of the envelope, 15 to 16,000 illegals being bused up to the Greenville area on those buses. Sheriff Lewis told us they are handed by the federal government a $400 Visa card. They then take that card loaded with the money that's on it, and they give it to the bus driver for payment. He says they pull in. A lot of you have seen them. A lot of you have asked about them. He says you pull in. Some of them stay here in the upstate. Others go on. They move on. He doesn't know exactly how many stay here. If 2,000 stay here, it would be shocking. He also told us something else shocking. He said a lot of them are, you know, Hispanic folks who've come up here from South and Central America, as you'd expect, but that they are also finding, the sheriff said, Afghanis, Chinese illegal immigrants, Pakistanis. Folks, Pakistan is a country the Taliban operates in. Afghanistan, we couldn't vet them if we wanted to. That government declared war on us last week. That's the Taliban. Maybe it didn't cover that for some reason. Anyway, they're here. That's scary. Sheriff Hobart Lewis wants to do something about it, but he needs a change in the law, which is why we're talking to Representative Thomas Beach this morning. He represents Anderson, Greenville, and Pickens counties. Welcome, Representative.
Good morning, good morning. And thank the Lord for Sheriff Lewis and in Greenville County and Sheriff McBride down in Anderson County, because they both feel the same way. They're very frustrated because they feel their hands are tied, and I know a lot of our citizens are very frustrated and need some answers. And my greatest concern at the State House in Columbia is our leaders taking this illegal invasion seriously, because I just don't think so. I think that a lot of leaders are concerned about looking like the bad guy. And if we look at policy that was filed, I was the representative that caught language in a bill last year that would give occupational licenses to illegal aliens, making it harder for American families and workers. And
Was Neil Cox, correct? Do I have that right?
I can't remember the sponsor of the bill that had that language in there, yes. But I was the one who caught it and stopped it. And so, you know, I asked, you know, the governor and the people of the National Guard, how many troops did you send to the border? They told me 50. And I think we're sitting on our hands. We have a serious invasion and we need to be serious about it. And so I'm so thankful for Hobart Lewis, Chad McBride in the Freedom Caucus, Freedom Caucus and myself, that are really trying to file legislation to tackle this issue.
Okay, so Hobart Lewis says our sheriff for Greenville County says your legislation would allow him to do something about these buses full of illegal immigrants that just roll in here day after day after day after day. Explain to me what your legislation does and how it would make a difference.
We got two pieces of legislation. Representative Mike Burns and myself were working on one that would going to be the attorney general can do seizures. And that's the first one.
Seizures of. Go ahead.
Yeah. The seizures of planes and buses.
Okay.
It's like a RICO style bill. And so if the attorney general sees that there's an operation going on that involves illegal alien activities, the law enforcement come and seize those buses. Now, the other bill that we have that I'm filing is that I want to make it very expensive to do business in South Carolina. And what I thought about and what I came up with was if we could certify county deputies to be able to pull over these motor carriers and do inspections just like the DOT agents do. So if you're driving down the interstate, you might see a truck pulled over and the flashing blue lights, and they're just doing an inspection on the motor carrier, and they can write tickets. So what happens is motor carrier companies want to keep a low score. And if you get tickets, that increases the score, and which increases the premiums, insurance premiums. So you don't want to have tickets. But if we start citing these motor carriers for whatever reason, it jacks up their insurance rates, and motor carriers are like, we're not coming to South Carolina because it's just too costly to operate there. That was the other issue. My concern was when you talk to the sheriff, he feels his hands are tied because we're not allowed to enforce immigration laws. We can't deport people ourselves. And so I was thinking, well, if we can't do it head on, let's go a roundabout way. Let's hit them in the pocket. And so that's the purpose of my bill, is to make it very expensive by writing tickets. And then if you're going to be writing tickets, their insurance premiums skyrocket, and it's just way too costly to operate in South Carolina. It needs to be fine-tuned, because at the same time, I need to make sure that we protect the flow of commerce. So I'm still working out the wrinkles, but that's the goal. But we have other legislation that we're the Freedom Caucus and I are pushing to tackle this invasion.
Real quick, so the first one, and that was the one I think the sheriff was very interested in. You said it would let him impound these buses that the Biden administration is sending illegal immigrants up here on. Like, what does that mean exactly? Like, keep them or keep them forever? Or how would that work exactly?
Yes. So if law enforcement finds illegal operations, the attorney general can commence a RICO-based seizure. In other words, we're going to seize their buses and planes and keep them ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's hats off to Representative Mike Burns. He's the genius on that. And him and I have been working on this bill together. And there's a group here in the upstate. It's very frustrating down in Columbia because it's like everybody's in a bubble. But, you know, a lot of us Freedom Caucus folks, we come back home, and we don't have houses down there in Columbia. We come home. We travel, you know, sometimes 4 hours a day, take our kids to school in the morning, come back and help them with homework at night. But we live here, and we're with the citizens, and we see what's going on. And so, you know, Burns is one of these folks. And so is the other members of the Freedom Caucus. And so we really want to be able to work with our fantastic sheriffs who are trying their best to do what they can, but they need help. And the 17 Freedom Caucus members need the help of the people. I mean, we all have challenges, and we want to be able to, push these bills through. But we're just only 17 of us.
So what bills, because we're always happy to help, what bills do you think, in addition to that one, I think that would be great, do you have that right now would stop this? Because, you know, essentially what Hobart Lewis is telling us yesterday is, hey, we keep thinking, oh, the illegal immigrants are going to New York. We're seeing the chaos there. They're going to Texas. We're seeing the chaos there. But I mean, again, this is 15,000 to 16,000 a year rolling into here on buses, some of them moving on, but some of them staying. Those are big numbers. That's going to change the upstate, especially if we have foreign nationals who could theoretically be terrorists. I mean, there's no way to vet them, so we can't know, you know, in terms of Afghanis, Pakistanis, people like that. So what can you do? Is there anything else you can do that you need our help on, and any other bills that we can help with?
Yeah, so I have another bill that I'm developing right now, and it mandates that law enforcement check the immigration status on anyone who gets arrested through a Department of Homeland Security called the SAVE program. It's the SAVE means Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements. And so it's like, you know how if you get arrested, you get your fingerprints, right? And they check the system to see anything. Well, it's kind of it's like that, and so I'm trying to work on using the federal database to check the illegal immigration status. I'm still working that bill out, but that's coming down the pipe. I know that we have another bill, House Bill 4120, which has an illegal immigration enforcement unit here in South Carolina law enforcement. I'm working with other leaders on that issue. We have Stuart Jones, who's and I have been working together on, you know, having like you can't let's see, it was about driver's license. You can't drive a vehicle with a driver's license that's not recognized in the state, and it comes with a penalty. That was I think was a 4678 with Stuart Jones in there. So there are several pieces of bills, and they're just bills, but they, I think because of political games, you know, there's that division. And once again, the Republicans versus the Freedom Caucus, that a lot of our bills are not being brought to the table. And I want voters to really consider if you really want somebody to fight for you and fight for the prioritize the American citizen over illegal aliens, then get behind us and help us get past the June election. I feel that we can get some of this important legislation passed.
Well, and an easy way to keep up with you guys, how I keep up with you guys, you got a Twitter account. They can follow you there. The Freedom Caucus, you are basically the Republican Party in our state legislature. Unfortunately, the rest of the Republicans tried to oust you because they're really Democrats. So tell us, what is your Twitter handle? How can we find you there? Can you hear me? Is he? No, he's gone. All right. I think the equipment's dropped him. All right. Representative Thomas Beach. I'll look it up and tell you in the next segment. Representative Thomas Beach, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
interesting. This is interesting. Headline, UK Daily Mail. Secret police report warns Canadians may revolt once they realize how broke they are. Secret police report warns Canadians may revolt once they realize how broke they are under Trudeau, as many under 35s are unlikely to ever buy a home. The secret report was commissioned to provide special operational information for senior police officers and decision makers in the Canadian federal government. It warns that young people face an accelerating decline in living standards and that most will be unable ever to afford a home. It's about to get even more interesting. I'll tell you why I'm reading this. And it predicts that the country could collapse under pressure from economic crises. Weird. Okay, so what is the economic crisis? What is going on with that? Canada's inflation rate is almost exactly tracking ours. Interesting. What if there's a secret report like that at the federal government level? You know, one that says young people never be able to afford a home, because it's weird. Because Yahoo, this was my big story last week, listed five things the middle class will not be able to do in 5 years. And weirdly, one of them was buy a home. So I checked out Canada's inflation rate. It tracks ours almost exactly. Went to a high of 8.1% in 2022. Ours was 9. It's down now, dipped back down. Now it's coming right back up again. Why? Because our money sloshes right over the borders. You know, it's funny. And they are afraid that young people will get violent once they realize how poor they are and are going to be. That's under 35s. So they feel like they have to prepare for a, quote, generational revolt by young people unable to ever buy a home. Now, you know what's interesting about that? You look at this stat is so stunning. The average mortgage when Trump left office, average median home, median in the market, was $1,700. Today is $3,300. Do you know what you could have bought that last year Trump was in office for $3,300 mortgage? Oh my gosh, you'd be living like a Taj Mahal. Well, by my standards, maybe not yours. That's just a median home. Middle class can't afford homes now. The amount of money you need to make, according to Zillow.com, to buy a home today is 80% more than 3 years ago. Let me repeat that. The amount of money you need to buy a home today, you need to make as your salary, as your pay, 80% more than you did 3 years ago, or you're pretty much plumb locked out of buying a home ever. The report has caused a sensation in the Great White North after a heavily redacted version was released following a long-running access to information request by a Canadian academic. So if you're, what am I talking about? Secret police report warns Canadians may revolt. Like, violently revolt once they realize how broke they are. That is the headline. Wow. For example, the report says, this is a warning to police officers, the collapse could come at any time financially. And even without a collapse, eventually these generations are going to figure out they're poor and it's permanent. Well, these stats are exactly the same as America's, almost. For example, many Canadians under 35, the UK Daily Mail writes, are unlikely to ever be able to buy a place to live. The fallout from this decline in living standards will be exacerbated by the fact that the difference between the extremes of wealth is greater now than it ever has been at any time in several generations. What causes that? Liberalism, socialism, growth of government. Get it out of the way and we'll be fine. When was this report produced? This is interesting. Report was produced last year to provide special operational information for senior officers at the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and decision makers in the federal government. It warns that Canada's prospects will probably deteriorate further in the next 5 years. Folks, you could take Canada out and put U.S. in it. And you know what that is? They know. They know. They know the West is declining. They know what this money printing is doing. They know what all the money sloshing over the border from America is doing as it hemorrhages out into the world and they're printing too. They know all of it. Now, what are they afraid of? This is what's cool. No, it's actually cool. There's actually a good part of this. They're afraid of the Freedom Convoy protests that galvanized millions of people opposed to Justin Trudeau. So when you say revolt and they say violent revolt, they never worry about a violent revolt by leftists. That's called a summer of love. That celebrates. It's the bestest ever. No. Violent revolt. What does that mean? Violent revolt. That means what? Are you going to get the truckers back in their trucks because they don't want to take a shot and they're going to block the border again? Good. Good. I hope they do it. Especially now that it has been ruled by Canadian courts that Trudeau illegally froze their bank accounts. So let's put this all together because these numbers are not too different between America and Canada. They're afraid that a Freedom Convoy style revolt will break out in Canada, which means it could happen here too, when people realize it's not going to get better and it's probably going to deteriorate further. That's the truth right there. I guarantee you there's a report that reads almost just like that in our government because the situation's the same. And they're afraid of that. Okay. When they say they're afraid of violence from the Freedom Revolt types, they didn't use violence last time. They didn't. They used their trucks. Nobody got hurt. But a message was sent. Trade ground to a halt. As people demanded a fix, and that's what they don't want. Because this decline in living standards is deliberate, I believe, and is being engineered. As Jim Clyburn, very helpfully, second in charge of the Democrat Party when he said it, explained to us. We knew when we passed, the Recovery Act, that it would cause inflation. And we knew the only thing we should have done better is prepare people. For what, Jim? For being poor. We should have prepared them for being poor. Thank you, Jim. I think honesty is the best policy, and I'm glad Jim does too.
Four U.S. presidents were in New York yesterday, but only one attended the wake of murdered New York police officer Jonathan Diller, who was killed in the line of duty during a traffic stop. Police say the suspected killer had 21 prior arrests and had just been released.
I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby. Sitting there, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working.
Many thanked the former president for making the trip to be in the city on this very important day for the family.
Wow. Folks, if this doesn't show you where we are as a country, the symbolism of this, and yes, they knew exactly what they were doing. I'm going to explain that part to you in a minute. Four presidents in New York, only one attended the wake for Jonathan Diller, who was executed because of Democrat policies by a thug with 21 convictions, including 9 felonies, who never should have been running around in the first place. But this is a liberal nirvana, and this is what they celebrate. They prefer illegal immigrant criminals to Americans. They believe that no matter what they should do, almost without exception, they should be out on the street with you and I. We should all be together. That's what they think. That's what they believe. So this was such a contrast yesterday. Four presidents are in New York simultaneously. Only one of them has bothered to call the family of Jonathan Diller and offer his condolences. Only one of them bothered to attend the wake. The other three were busy, hobnobbing with their Hollywood pals and raising a terrifying $26 million in a single fundraiser, flanked by Wall Street titans, the ultra-wealthy, and Hollywood celebrities. If you wanted a picture at this fundraiser, with all three presidents, $200,000. That's the kind of people they hang out with. That's who they are. Who are we? Well, some money was raised yesterday by the good people of America. The and you know, I'm not even going to break this into right versus left or Republican versus Democrat. No, no, no. It's so much beyond that. It is the normals, the normal people of America who are terribly moved after watching the video of a cop dying and screaming in pain in the streets of New York. So moved that David Portnoy of Barstool Sports was able to raise, not with Hollywood celebrities, not money for the Democrat Party and for their campaigns. No, no, no. $1.5 million yesterday for the family of slain New York cop Jonathan Diller. His followers raised $750,000. He said he would match it. And so yesterday the family got $1.5 million. Tunnel to the Towers paid off their home. They're taken care of. We take care of our own. And our own normal, good, regular American citizens. That's who normals are now. That's who our own is. It's not right. It's not left. It's just normal. But the absolute jaw-dropping thing that happened yesterday, folks, I cannot even, just the bile of this. So for 2 days now, right, you've been listening to the show. You know. That Obama and Clinton and Biden were going to be in New York at the same time Trump was, and Trump would be at the wake and they would be at the fundraiser, right? It's been on the news for 2 days. And do you know what the Biden campaign put out? Are you ready for this? This is from Biden-Harris headquarters, one of the campaign's Twitter feeds. Mocking Trump. Biden mocked Trump for wasting time while he's at the wake of the NYPD cop Jonathan Diller, who was killed by lawless Democrat policies. You want to hear the schedule they put up? They said, well, President Biden is traveling the country, visiting every major battle. No, he wasn't. He was in New York. New York is not a battleground. Who was chunking up the Wall Street and Hollywood cash yesterday? They say Trump is wasting his time. Here's his schedule yesterday. 8 a.m., according to the Biden campaign, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., hair. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., hide in basement. 12 p.m., lunch with white nationalists. What was Trump doing at 12? He was with the NYPD and the family of the slain cop. That how they see those folks? White nationalists? Really? No, they're salt of the earth. They're normal Americans. 1 p.m., try to sell special Trump-approved Bibles to pay bills. 2 p.m., hide in basement. 5 p.m., sit in golf cart. 6 p.m., hide in basement. So they're mocking Trump for wasting his time yesterday. There is no way they didn't know he was going to that wake, and that's where he would be yesterday with the family. By the way, they invited him. He did not invite himself. They wanted him to be there. The other three couldn't be bothered with a phone call. And they're my folks, if you knew and I knew that's where Trump would be and that's where the Democrats would be, because there's been 2 days of coverage of it, they knew that when they put this out. They were mocking him for wasting his time. I'll put it together. They were mocking him for wasting his time by being at that wake at all, by being with the NYPD. That's what they were doing. That's who they are. That is what makes them such an incredible danger to this country, to peace and prosperity. So here's what the Democrats were up to.
Meanwhile, yesterday, about 30 miles away, President Biden was fundraising with former Presidents Obama and Clinton. The trio schmoozed with celebrities and high-dollar donors as guests enjoyed performing.
Yep, that's what they were up to. Now, here, I just want to play this one part. Well, you know what? I'll play it when I get back, because I want you to hear what actually went on behind closed doors while Trump was, according to the Democrats, according to the Biden campaign, wasting his time with white nationalists, or as we call them, the NYPD and the family of the slain officer. Yeah, we're not gonna take it anymore. Look, folks, it couldn't have been clearer yesterday. Donald Trump is not perfect. But Donald Trump represents normalcy, normal human compassion. While the Democrats mocked him for wasting time yesterday. The Biden headquarters Twitter feed mocked him for allegedly wasting time yesterday. By the way, they didn't tell their sheeple what he was actually doing while wasting time. They said he was having lunch with white nationalists. He was working on his hair. He was riding around his golf cart. No, he was at the wake for slain cop Jonathan Diller. That's where he was. So that's funny to the Democrat. That's wasting time. Good to know. Good to know. What was it like inside that wake? Because the wake wasn't public. And again, as Lee pointed out yesterday, Trump was invited to come to this. He didn't crash it or ask to come. They asked him. Well, this is a guy who was there, Bruce Blakeman. He is the Nassau County executive. And he was on Fox News this morning.
President Trump was a source of comfort to the family. He spent over 10 minutes with Stephanie, the widow, in private. And then he went out into the main hall where the casket was laid and where police officer Dillon's body was laid. And he and Stephanie prayed together. And then police officer Diller's grandmother asked the president for a hug. And he embraced her and held her very tightly. They did something I've never seen before, Jeanine, at a wake. They gave him a rousing ovation.
Yeah. You know why? This is bigger than politics. Someone acknowledged their pain in America. See, because to the Democrats, when you die trying to survive in their America, you become persona non grata. Whether it's because you got the shot, and then they have the FBI take down your video from the hospital. Your video recorded, telling people not to get the shot like you did. The FBI comes and takes that down. They erase you. When you're Lake and Riley, they don't acknowledge you. You cease to exist because you've become a problem for them. And Trump just acknowledged. That's what he did. He acknowledged this is going on and this is wrong. By the way, did you know this? This just came out overnight too. Another one of the thugs running around with the guy who killed Officer Jonathan Diller tried to kill his partner. Tried to kill his partner too, but the gun jammed. So we'd have two, but for an act of God. So thank God for that. Again, as Biden and Obama and Bill Clinton shut down Midtown Manhattan, ground it to a halt, raised $26 million in a single pop, we were raising money too, the normal people of America. Tunnels to Towers, paying off the mortgage for the widow, and Dave Portnoy with Barstool Sports raised $1.5 million for her. $750,000 from his audience, and he matched it. That's what good people do. That's what people with a conscience do. That's what people do when they see a fellow human being is hurting and hurting because that officer was protecting all of us or represents those who do. That's the two Americas right there. America's got to choose. Do they want to be ground underfoot? Ignored? Canceled for not surviving Democrat policies as an object of shame and derision? As Lake and Riley has been canceled, or they tried to cancel her. Well, before Biden apologized to her killer. Because that's what it was. He said he regretted calling him an illegal immigrant, which is what he is. More worried about misnaming the killer of Lake and Riley than getting her name right in his address. Texter writes, Trump made a sizable donation to Tunnels to Towers in order to help pay off the family mortgage. Texter writes, the regime mocking Trump is a great way to assess how hopelessly naive their sheeple are. That's why the spying is so critical. You can know exactly how solid you control the sheep. Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.